Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Joined now via phone by Sports Illustrated's NBA writer, Howard Beck. Howard, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Doing all right, Tiki. How are you?
I am fantastic, man. Happy Thanksgiving. Hope all is well with you and family, and you have a great weekend, or I guess midweek and in weekend lined up. As we know, it gets a little crazy around here. I was just reading this article that you wrote about the NBA and their decision, or lack of any decision as of yet, with Robert Sarver. Now, the Suns, you know, early on in the year, they started, 1-3, I believe, and they were just, it looked like the season was going to be a distraction. Now they've ripped off 13 in a row, and so clearly they've put in all that behind them. But this is a test, and this is what your article is talking about. This is a test for the NBA. How is this going to play out, do you think?
Well, it's really hard to say at this stage. We're only a couple weeks removed from the ESPN investigative piece in which they interviewed 70-plus current and former employees and revealing a number of incidents of and allegations of racism, misogyny, and other workplace issues with the Suns. You know, at the moment that it comes out, it's obviously, you know, there's a lot of reverberation. The league has to come to grips with it, though. They knew it was coming. Players, everybody. But unlike the Donald Sterling case 7 years ago, where there was a tape that then was being played over and over again that we could all listen to, and so there was a frenzy at the time that made it feel urgent.
Yeah.
This needs to be resolved. This is different in that it's, you know, like a lot of investigative journalism, the ESPN report was reliant on a lot of anonymous, not all, but mostly anonymous sources. And so the NBA is doing what it has to do in terms of due diligence, right? In lieu of a smoking tape in the case of Sterling, they have a law firm that's now doing the investigation. That could take weeks or months. I don't think it'll be more than months. I don't think this is years, but I would think sometime during this present NBA season, that law firm will complete its report, having interviewed everybody that they need to. The NBA will then, you know, accept that report, and based on their past actions with reports of this nature, I would think that will become public. The details of that report will become public, and then we will know. And if even 80% of what the ESPN story revealed is verified by the law firm, I don't see how Robert Sarver can stay as majority owner of the Phoenix Suns, given the things that he is alleged to have said and done.
Interesting, because so you're positioning this closer, and it's a sliding scale, and it's an imperfect one. It's all jagged and all over the place, but you're sliding this one closer to Donald Sterling as opposed to what Mark Cuban went through, whenever that was, 2 or 3 years ago.
The Mark Cuban case was interesting in that it was not so much about what Mark Cuban himself had done. It was more the absence of what he had done. It was, hey, here's all this sexual harassment that's been going on in your organization that you have somehow been blind to, that you have somehow been unaware of and not done anything to rectify. That's different than Robert Sarver, you know, chapter and verse again in the ESPN story about him using the N-word repeatedly.
Yes. Yes.
Cavalierly, treating women and people of color and employees in general in a manner that is highly inappropriate, to say the least. And so it's not analogous. I mean, it is certainly closer to the Donald Sterling case in that it is about a majority owner of a team saying racist things.
Yeah.
Right. Like I say, the Dallas Mavericks, this is not to by any means diminish what happened there, and I thought Mark Cuban got off easy frankly, mm-hmm. with a $10 million fine.
Agreed.
But it wasn't about Mark Cuban's own actions.
Yeah, and I hear this you.
So this is different. I don't see how the NBA can allow him to stay. And I also think that the players have withheld judgment, right? Like, you know, Chris Paul, who's already lived through this before with the Clippers, you know, the players on the Suns have withheld judgment on this for the time being, as has the Players Association, as have sponsors. But once there's the imprimatur of an NBA investigation on this, when that comes out, I think it will take on a different level of gravity, and it will be impossible for anybody to ignore, and I think people will react much more strongly once that day comes.
And then it will ultimately be on the other owners themselves, correct? That's how it will work. They'll have to vote to make
Adam
this happen.
Yeah, I mean, Adam Silver's commissioner does not have unilateral power to do anything to eject an owner. He needs the backing of the majority of the other owners. But even then, it's not as simple as just take a vote and he's out. I mean, you know, he owns whatever percentage of the team, and he's got, you know, partners with the Suns. I don't know exactly the procedure that would take place at that stage.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's going to require much more than just the league office being, wanting to move in that direction. And, you know, look, maybe Sarver decides to step down on his own. Maybe when the results of that investigation become clear, maybe he decides to make this simple and step down. Because if he doesn't, and if this report reflects the things that we've already read and backs them up, and he stays and he digs in, the backlash for them, not just from media and fans, but from sponsors, the business community, everybody else, could be pretty severe. And I think that will make it very...
Yeah, no, it does. It sounds like that's what's going to happen. I just wanted an update on that because we haven't really heard much in the last couple of weeks with what was going forward. We're talking to Howard Beck, Sports Illustrated senior NBA writer. Another thing we haven't heard a lot about is the next steps or the issues or lack thereof with Zion Williamson getting back on the court for the New Orleans Pelicans. The last we heard, it was his family talking out against the situation, and he had fat shame him anyway, but he had just gotten big, and he's got lower extremity issues, so obviously he can't work out. When is Zion going to get on the court, and are we going to see him at all this year?
Well, he has been cleared to practice within the last few weeks, and coming back from foot surgery, and as you allude to, foot surgery at his size, and with his history of injuries to knees and feet, I mean, you got to be careful. You got to be conservative there. So I don't have an update about when we expect to see him on the court. It seems like that date's getting closer. I'd be shocked if we didn't see him in the next couple of weeks. But you don't want to mess around with obviously a player of his importance with an injury of that nature, and he does have a history there, and I think that's the difficult thing here for the Pelicans and for Zion and frankly for his family. Like, his early career has been riddled with injuries, and he plays a certain way. He's obviously not just incredibly explosive, but he's explosive and at that size, which the toll that takes on your body and on your joints, on your muscles, on everything, is considerable. And so I think they should be erring on the side of caution at this stage.
Yeah. I mean, the expectation isn't that they're a player away or this player away from winning a championship. So there's time, and he's still actually a really young kid. So we shouldn't get too, caught up in it. The Ben Simmons situation, however, is one we probably should get caught up in. He's been around for a couple of years now, but this thing doesn't seem to be coming to an end anytime soon. And it looks like the Sixers are digging in, like really digging in and starting to find them and maybe deciding not to. Like, this Ben Simmons situation has to end. Otherwise, the 76ers feel like they're just going to be stuck in this purgatory, right?
To an extent. I mean, I think their early season difficulties right now have been more about everybody else, right? They've had, a bunch of positive COVID tests, or at least guys who were in health and safety protocols because of COVID, whether or not they actually had COVID or whether they just had been in quarantine for other reasons is unclear. But they've had their entire starting lineup out recently for a combination of COVID and injury issues. So, but before that, they were playing pretty well. They have actually been a really solid team, even without Ben Simmons. And yes, he's an all-star and at his best all-NBA caliber player, but Joel Embiid is an MVP caliber player, and you've got enough talent around him that, and with the emergence of Tyrese Maxey having a really good kind of breakout season, filling in for Ben Simmons, like, they're fine. I mean, you know, the part of it where the urgency comes in is that Joel Embiid has his own injury history. Joel Embiid is, at age 27 is right in his prime. You don't want to waste a single year of an MVP caliber player's prime. You should be, doing everything possible to contend for championships. That's your responsibility year in, year out, and you don't know how big a window you might have. Having Ben Simmons or whatever Ben Simmons becomes in a trade is really important because you want to maximize every season. You don't want to just throw this season away. But when Daryl Morey went on radio a few weeks back and said, we're prepared to take this to the extreme, like even if it means burning the 3-4 years left on Ben Simmons' contract, there's a certain amount of bluster and poker to that. But it's also kind of a clear signal that Daryl Morey is not making a deal just because Ben Simmons has made them feel uncomfortable. Like, we're going to be the message is we're going to be fine and we're okay in the near term. And they are. Like, when they're healthy, they're still, a likely top four team in the East, I think.
Yeah. No, and, I think you're right.
But you do need to make a deal, obviously, eventually to resolve this. They're just not going to make a bad deal. And I will just say this, Tiki, like, December 15th is coming. That's the date at which all the guys who were signed in the offseason become eligible to be traded. Mm-hmm. Also, by that time, every team will have played, closer to more like 25 games. That's when teams finally come to grips with, oh, no, we thought we were going to be good this year. Actually, we kind of blow. Or we thought we'd be a little bit better. Or, desperation set in. That's when teams are more willing to make deals. No one's making blockbuster deals, usually, in the first month of the season. You got to wait and kind of like come to reality first about where you really are as a team. So we'll see something happen, I would expect.
Yeah.
Before the trade deadline.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Last one before I let you go here. Howard Beck, Sports Illustrated senior NBA writer. The Golden State Warriors are they're ridiculous, man. Klay is the MVP right now if the season ended, but obviously there's still a long way to go. But Klay Thompson's not even back yet. How much better are they going to be? Or is it going to be disruptive, you think, to some of the, flow, the chemistry that they've developed with some of these young kids?
No, I don't think it'll be disruptive at all. I mean, they also have to work James Wiseman back in when he gets healthy, mm-hmm. which should also
Good
be
point.
Fairly soon. I mean, it's really rather incredible, Tiki, when you think about how great they've been without, a future Hall of Famer in Klay Thompson and a really good young player in James Wiseman. You're going to be this good and then get two high-level rotation, not just that, maybe two starters, Klay for sure, Wiseman possibly, back. Look out! I mean, with where the Warriors are right now is just incredible. And I think that guys like Jordan Poole got a chance to really play in a bigger role and get the confidence and the responsibility that came with that. And when Klay comes back, okay, Jordan Poole moves to the bench. Guess what? He'll be a phenomenal sixth man. He's still young in his career. This is not a mid-career veteran or somebody who's trying to like earn a contract in the moment and needs that. Like, I don't think there's going to be any discomfort there. I think Jordan Poole has always kind of understood that, this is the role for now until Klay is back. And, this is a team that has, won championships and been to 5 straight finals with Steph, Klay, Draymond, and now Andre Iguodala is back. When you have those 4 back together, I mean, I don't have any chemistry concerns about a team that has that kind of history together already.
Great point.
It's just a matter of the young players kind of, finding a different kind of niche once Klay is back. But
yeah.
No, I think they're going to be in great shape.
Yeah, no, you make a very good point. I mean, Steve Kerr might be coach of the year as well, simply because of how he's gotten these young kids playing, young players, I won't call them kids, playing at an elite level alongside Steph. Howard, have a fantastic Thanksgiving. Appreciate you hopping on for a couple minutes today.
You as well, Tiki. Thanks for having me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.